Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and I'm running by myself again. I'll better say I had Ron here, but nope, just me. Sorry, guys. And sorry, Ron, if you are listening to this, which I'm sure you are. We are on the second issue of this Bravest Warrior story arc. If you'd like to check out our first issue, go check out our last episode. So we pick up on the ship, and Wallow and Danny are playing... So basically, they're playing Pong, but in 3D. And Wallow, I'm not going to say he's cheating, but he made the ball look like, or have a clown face on it to scare Danny. So the ball, Danny will never hit the ball, and the ball will always go past, and Wallow will always win. And it's, like I said, it's not the best way of doing things, but it is what it is. And they all know that Danny's got a phobia of clowns, which, oh, what was that called? I know it was called something. I can't remember. Either way. Afraid of clowns. But Beth has a plan. So the plan that Beth wants to enact is apparently putting spider eggs in Danny's brain? Like, maybe not his brain, just in his head, but basically they all hatch and come out of his face, orifices everywhere. And her logic was, well, you know, if you can survive having spiders crawl out of your face, out of your head, then you should have no problem being afraid of clowns. Like, you could get over that real quick. I worry sometimes. And these are all teenagers. So, like, these guys are the savior of the universe, of space. Like, what? Yeah, it's a thing. Anyway, as they are going, though, they get attacked by the ancient and nameless evil from the depths of space. And that ancient and nameless evil is a giant two-headed space cat. Does look kind of cute, not gonna lie. So the three... Chris, Beth, and Wallow go out to try and maybe try to knock this cat off. And Danny and Plum just kind of stay inside and they're talking. Danny's other brain is giving him some advice of how to maybe try and get over the phobia of clowns. Danny just kind of doesn't get with it right away, but he does figure out that, like, oh, you know what? If I gotta do this, I gotta do it. I gotta do it my way. So we jump back to the other three, and they are now captured by the ancient and nameless evil. Basically, the paw just got kind of slammed them against the ship. I love this because, you know, cats are weird, and they turn their heads behind them to look at whatever sound was coming, or to look at whatever was behind them, and there's nothing behind them. Like, nothing behind them. Yeah, because cats are weird. But Wallow decides that he's going to ask the ancient and nameless evil for a date, which I guess, you know, is what he wanted. I don't know. They get released, but Yeah, it. They come back in the ship and they see that Danny has created this, which I probably should have mentioned in the last one. You know, so Chris is the leader. Beth is kind of like, she's right there up there with like respect and all that. Wallow is the tank, and then Danny is the tech whiz. So Danny created this helmet with this giant X visor on it. It definitely reminded me of both Cyclops during the, I think it was the Astonishing X-Men run that Joss Whedon did back in the day, where Cyclops has like the X helmet or X hood instead of the visor. But at the same time, it also reminded me of the current Hickman run of X-Men with Professor X and that helmet with the X on it. So just kind of think of that. And so that's this is his way of anything time he sees a clown, it converts it to something more pleasing to his eyes. Plum is also stating at this point, "Oh, so did you guys break the ancient curse and finally give the creature a name?" And they're like, "Wait, that's what we were supposed to do? Like, why didn't you tell us that before?" So we get to the planet. They don't ever say the planet. I'm going to call it Clown Planet. And they end up crushing... The Clown Planet kind of reminds me a lot of Wizard of Oz. Because, well, one, the ship falls on somebody. And so we see, like, the stockings underneath the ship. And then they start curling up. They also have a polka dot road with, a city in the background. So, yeah, it just kind of reminds me of... It's got a Wizard of Oz feel, I think, purposely. But, they meet with the guy who asked them to come. And they're going to go off to stop sadness. they use their jetpacks. Well, this clown guy gives them jetpacks, and the jetpacks are just balloons, so they are lightly drifting over to them. And their way... So they come to this group, and Beth's first inclination of getting them happy to defeat sadness is to take away their violins and throw them away. Wallow decides that their tire swings don't have tires in them, and it's pretty messed up because their tire swings are nooses. Like, they're just nooses. So Wallow puts tires on them, so now they're actual tire swings. Chris decides that he tells Beth that, you know, the violins and the music is actually not bad. We just need to have them give more power. So he like plugs all the violins into all these amps. But the main guy, we'll call him Clowno because they never actually gave him a name. Clowno runs up. He's like, "What are you guys doing? Like, we need you to defeat sadness." And Chris is like, "But that's what we're doing." And he's like, "No, sadness is over there. Like, she is this bad person." And they're like, oh, okay. Well, why didn't you tell us that before?" While all that is happening, Danny and Plum are helping the kid clowns. Danny's telling them a story. And it's basically the story of what happened at the beginning with the banana people and how the planet blew up. But we'd also see that through Danny's visor, what he sees the clowns turn into, and it's Plum. It's just everybody is Plum now to him, so I mean, it's more pleasing to his eye, so it makes sense, I guess. And so they decide to go back to the rest of the Bravest Warriors, and Clowno is finishing up talking about sadness and how he's like, you know, sadness is more of a god, and she's a god of fear, and been sending horrible nightmare creatures to our world. And Chris is like, what kind of horrible nightmare creatures? And Clown is like, those kind. And they turn around and it's literally every... I think this one was specific for these guys because they just came in. They were new. And they... It is the creatures, beings, whatever, from all of their horror slash romance movies that they were showing earlier on. So, like, you got the space shark, but obviously not in space. You've got the ghost teacher. You've got one of the creatures from Wallow's romance movie. And then you got the zombies from the food court. And, yeah, so... That's fun. The backup story, side mission, sorry. Apparently the Brave Warriors are sick, but they were called to this mission on this one planet. Chris has got space flu, and he accidentally gave it to the rest of his team. And so they're barfing like crazy now. But they're called to this planet to stop this monster. And this monster looks like a jacked up deer, like a bipedal deer. And it's, I mean, I say jacked up. He's got a ton of muscles, or maybe she, not entirely sure. A ton of muscles, but it's also wearing like a unitard. So that's fun. But every Bravest Warrior is having trouble attacking because they're sick. So Chris decides to do the noble thing and... I mean, he ends up kissing the deer, but it makes the deer sick because it's got space flu now, and the monster deer runs away. Mission accomplished, I guess. Good job, Chris. And that's how we end the second issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Bravest Warriors.